From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the passage of a health care bill by the Senate Finance Committee is a critical step toward overhauling the nation's health care system, but he cautions that much still needs to be done. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Senate committee voted 14-9, and extremely important to the White House is the fact that one of those yes votes was cast by Maine Republican Olympia Snowe, whom the White House has been courting for months. Here's the president in the Rose Garden following the vote.
This bill is not perfect, and we have a lot of difficult work ahead of us. There's still significant details and disagreements to be worked out over the next several weeks as the five separate bills from the Senate and the House are merged into one proposal.
Additionally, the Finance Committee bill does not include the so-called public option the president says he would like to see, but he says with this vote, the prospects for real changes to the system are greatly enhanced. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will review the conviction of former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Skilling was convicted 3 years ago on 19 counts of securities fraud, conspiracy, insider trading, and lying to auditors. The justices agreed to review two issues. First, whether Skilling was denied a fair trial in Houston, Enron's home base, where he maintains he was subjected to blistering daily attacks in the media following Enron's collapse. The second issue involves his conviction under a federal statute that makes it a crime for a company executive to deprive shareholders of, quote, honest services, regardless of whether the executive personally profited from the conduct. The court's examining the same issue in two other cases that will be argued later this term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is set to hold meetings with local citizens of Russia and Kazakhstan Wednesday to demonstrate U.S. commitment to peaceful ties with their nations. Clinton today met with her Russian counterpart to discuss tougher sanctions against Iran. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his government cannot support the idea. Lavrov says such threats are counterproductive and that only negotiations should be considered as a means for getting Iran to fully disclose its nuclear program. Residents across California are concerned about possible flood and mudslides in other wildlife areas. Heavy rain in Southern California has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a flash flood warning through Wednesday for Santa Barbara County areas that have been laid bare by wildfires. The rain is expected to intensify into Wednesday. Dozens of homes were evacuated near the central California town of Watsonville after one woman became stranded in her home. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 14 points to close at 98.71. This is NPR News. AT&T has reached an agreement with the Justice Department to sell off assets in eight markets in Louisiana and Mississippi. The move is part of AT&T's proposed $944 million acquisition of Centennial Communications. The Justice Department says it's requiring the sell-off in order to maintain competition. AT&T expects the merger deal to close early in the fourth quarter. Missouri School District has canceled classes for the rest of the week because too many students stayed home sick with flu-like symptoms. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik has the story.
Officials with the Jefferson County School District near St. Louis canceled classes after nearly a quarter of the system's 700 pupils called in sick yesterday. Health officials have not determined whether the students have the seasonal influenza or the new H1N1 strain, commonly called the swine flu. But Superintendent Tom Gensler says the risk of even more people falling ill was too great, so he decided to close the schools.
There were a lot of kids that were coming to school ill, and they were on Tylenol and ibuprofen, and they were spreading the germs to other students, and that was a critical factor in our decision.
Classes will resume next week, and Gensler says the missed days will be made up at the end of the school year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Financial news service Bloomberg LP has announced a deal to buy Business Week magazine. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. The sale would end Business Week's 80-year run as part of McGraw-Hill Company, which also owns the Standard & Poor's credit rating agency. McGraw-Hill put Business Week up for sale in July. Again in stocks, the Dow lost 14 points. The S&P gained a fraction of a point. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.